Okay, the one I'm going to start out looking at is the one we ended up with last time, which is more arrays revised. And I don't know if you had it up last time, I'm assuming you may have. So, but it's more arrays revised, and it is located in the collection under week 9. More arrays revised.
Did we use that on Tuesday?
We started to look at it just at the end of class. And then I was feeling lousy and time was running out and we called it quits. And actually, you know, it says approach to using extra credit. If you want to, I said down here in number 3, you should take in a department and use it, and add to the populated data. If you add to it such that you put it in sequence, then I'll give you extra credit. That's not a requirement. But if you add it so that you put it in sequence, which is what we're going to look at now, I'll give you extra credit. So that's what that extra credit was about, and I should have made it clearer. And Tuesday, I didn't even remember that because I felt so lousy.
You're saying that you do this extra credit?
No, if you add more data and keep them in sequence.
Okay.
Like what we're going to look at today. Okay? When we did this, the more arrays, we looked at that one. And I was adding Oracle, and it added in at the bottom. So if you don't want it to add in at the bottom, if you wanted to add it in sequence, and that's what I'm talking about here, is if you want to add the code so that it goes into sequence, then you can do that. And obviously, you can just go and sort data and you can get it in sequence. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about manipulating the data because basically, the technique I'm going to show you today is a good way of manipulating data. And if you can manipulate data, then you can do most anything. So, I don't want you to put in just a sort verb, in other words. Okay, so we're bringing up that one, and it's here. So, if I run this, okay, so this is the array that I have now. And what I did was I said add a course. And the course number I gave was 150, which is Oracle. And apparently the name didn't come up, so let's try again. This mouse has been being a pain in the neck today. Very sensitive. Show array, add course, enter the course number 150. very carefully, okay, under the course name, Oracle. Okay, and now notice it's in sequence.
Okay, so the Oracle went in at the right place in sequence. Okay, so that that's what I'm talking about. When we did it in the one that's called More Array, that's under the chapter, when we did that, it put the Oracle at the bottom. So it was in the list, but it was not in the list in order.
Okay, and there's a lot of ways that you could choose to do that. The way I chose, oh, also I should show you, is I've got new paths up here, and I kept adding things as it went through. So it started out with the 120, 121, 122, 156, 159. I added the 150. So now, after the end of the first pass, it has moved the 150 up one. And at the end of the next pass, it's moved the 150 up even higher. And that, in fact, is the place it should be, so it's quitting. Okay? If I say I want to add a course, and I make it 120 or 115, no, what do I want? Unfortunately, I've got all these 120s there. 115, I guess. And do it as whatever. Okay, 115 is coming out at the top. Okay, so now if I look at the passes up here, the first pass through, whatever goes and moves up a little bit. And then it keeps going and it keeps moving up. So as you go through this and try it yourself, because the mouse is not cooperating, finally it gets to the top. So it kept moving up, 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 up. And that's really what you would do if you, what I'm doing here is I'm starting at the bottom. So I put in 150. It's got the inkling, oh, okay.
I put in 150. And the bottom is 159, so it compares to that. 150 is less than 159, so it knows it should be above 159. Then it compares it to 156. 150 is above the 156, so it knows it should go above that. Then it compares it to the 120. 150 is not greater than 120, so it knows it should have gone beneath that and inserts the 150. When I did the 115, it had to compare to everything. It just kept comparing all the way up until it was less than the very top one, and so we put it in there. And I show that progression in the passes by putting them out. So you can see the progression a little bit more in the passes. Actually, am I still learning that? I guess I am. Design. This one I think I want.
Okay, that shows the passes coming up. So that's what I wanted to do, is make that a little bit bigger. And that shows the passes coming up. And it ends up, so at first, it goes above the 159. And then on the next one, it goes above the 156. And it's less than the 122. So that doesn't work. So if I do the 115, so there's 115, and it is whatever. Okay, so you can watch this go up, okay?
So the first time I printed it out, it already knows that it's greater than 159. Then it checks and it knows it's greater than 156. Then it checks, and on the next pass, it knows it's greater than 122. Or less than, I'm sorry, I'm saying greater than.
It knows that 115 is less than 159. And then that 115 is less than 156. And then the 115 is less than 122. And so each new pass is showing that. Okay, so now it's less than 122. And what did I just do? I'm not having a good day today. My mouse and I are not getting along. So there it is, less than 159. The next pass, it goes above 156 because it's less than that. The next one, it goes above, and it keeps, and I'm doing something here. There we go. And it keeps moving up, so you can kind of watch it as it keeps moving up past, and finally it gets to the top. So every pass through, it moves up one.
Okay, so every pass through, it moves up one until it finally gets to the top.
So, if I look at the code for this, okay, first of all, I started out, if you look at the code, and I said, okay, I could have just added one to count, but instead what I did here is I said, redim and preserve it at count plus one, so that was another way of adding. Okay, I could have added one to course count and then said redim, preserve, and now make it course count there. But I did the add inside it. Okay, so I can do it either way is what I was pointing out there. I can either add one to course count, which increases it by one, or I can say redim and preserve it to what course count is plus one. And then I increase it by one. So course count when I started out was either five or six. And I can increase it by one. If I go up to the top, one, two, three, four, five, it was five. Okay? So course count was four because there were five courses. Okay, so if I want to add one, then I'm going to make course count go up one to five. And I can either do it by adding one and reassigning it, or by saying make that course count plus one. So then I said, okay, now enter the course number and enter the course name. And I put the number and the name into the array. at the location course count plus one. So I put it into the array. And then I said, okay, now I want to do a for loop. And I'm going to have course count start at 5 and go down to 0 with a step negative 1. So that means I'm starting at the bottom, and that's what you saw me doing when I ran this. I was first comparing to 159, which was at the bottom. And then I was comparing to 156, which was at the top. And I kept looking for them. And so basically, I'm going through starting from the bottom. Could I have gone through starting from the top? Yeah. I could have started at the top and keep going down. And as long as the next thing was smaller, it keeps adding.
Where does it initialize course count at 5?
My original was set up at 4. Okay, if you go up.
That's in a different location.
Okay. I started out here and I said course count is 4. And then when I add one, okay, it became 5. Okay. So what I have for this array is, let me just take this array and put it in Notepad so we can look at it at the same time. Okay. So when I added the Oracle 150, what I started out doing, I said I want to start at the bottom, so I want course count to 0, step negative 1, so I wanted to start at the bottom. So what I'm doing is comparing the 150 to the 159, okay? And then I am putting it in and keep moving it up, okay? So I added it in. And you can see I said number the array equals the input number. So I added them in. Okay, so I did.
I added them to the array. So num array modified by 5 became 150. And word array modified by 5 became Oracle. Okay, so I added those in.
And I added those in on the line that says num array course count plus 1 equals the input number. Word array course count plus 1 equals the input word. Okay, so those are in the array now. But what I want to do now is position them. So I said for I is integer equals course count to from course count, which is 5, down to 0, step negative 1. So I asked, is the input number, and the input number is 150. Is the input number greater than or equal to the number of the array modified by I? So right now I'm comparing 150 to 159, right? Because I said course count will start at 5, and so right now I'm looking at it as 5. So I'm looking at it and saying, is the input number, okay, less than the 159? I'm sorry, I said that backwards. It's still 4. I said that backwards. This is still 4. Notice what I did up here. I put it into course count plus 1.
course count stay 4, and that's why I'm using the plus 1 here as opposed to changing course count. Because I want to compare the 150 to the first thing that was already in the array. So I want to compare it to the 159. If, so course count is a 4. Course count plus 1 is a 5. So this puts it into the fifth area because course count plus 1 is a 5. Okay? So then I'm saying, is the input number, which is 150, greater than or equal to the number in the array that I is pointing to? So I'm comparing it to 59. If it is, then I exit the for loop. If not, I do a flip. So what I'm doing with the flip here is I am flipping around and saying, make this 150, make this 159. Make this Oracle, make this PHP. So I'm flipping them around. And this is my little flip that I'm flipping them around. Okay. And then I go down, and so I've moved it up. And I have now got the 150 moved up some. Okay, and that's the end of the if. And that's when I showed the new pass. So I went through and showed you everything. All this stuff over here is just showing. This is show. So that you can see, you know, when I showed you the new pass, it kept changing the new pass. That's where I was showing the new pass. Okay? So the show just shows stuff. That would obviously be eliminated. I just put it in there so that you could see. But I can take the show stuff out. So now it's going back to the for loop and looking at the next thing. And so it's now comparing the 159 to the 156. 150, rather, to 156. And again, it finds out that that is not greater than or equal to, so it has to do the flip. If it was greater than or equal to, it would exit. So now it is doing the flip again, and I am now putting the 150, and this is becoming 156. So I flipped the 150 and the 156, so I now have 150, 156, 159. So I flipped them. Okay. Then I go down and do the show so you can see what I just did. And then I go back. And now I am looking at the next number up, the 122. Because don't forget, course count keeps being diminished by 1. So I'm looking at the next one up, which is the 122. And I compare the 122 and I say, is the 122... I mean, is the 150 greater than or equal to 122? It's not. So it exits the for loop. Okay? So I didn't flip the 122 and the 150 because the item number was not greater than or equal to 150. 150 was not warranting a flip. Okay, it was greater than or equal to, which means I exit the 4. When I exit the 4, I add 1 to course count to make it real. The course count is now up to a 5, and I list out the items. So what it did was it just kept checking. And again, you can take out all of this show part because all of that show part is just to show you the different passes. But when it goes in, it keeps checking.
So let's look at that one more time. It started out and it put the 150 in here. And then the input norm was always going to be 150, because that was what or always for this round is going to be 150. So we compare the 150 to the 159. Okay? It's not greater than 159. So I flip. And when I flip, I now have 150, 159. I flip. As long as the input number is not greater than the thing in the array. So the thing in the array was pointing to 159. The 150 is not, so I flip them. Then the next time I come through, I compare and 150 to 156, and they need to flip. So I compare and I flip them. And the next time I go through, I compare the 150 to 122, and at that point, the if statement, if input number is greater than or equal to, 122 and 150 do not need to be flipped, because 150 is greater than 122. 150 was not greater than 159, so it needed a flip. It was not greater than 156, so it needed a flip. 150 is greater than 122, so I'm done with the flip, because I've got it in the place that it belongs. So I now have 120, 121, 122, 150, 156, 159. So I've got it in the place that it belongs, so I'm happy. I exit the for loop, and I come down here and print everything out for you. And I add one to the count to make it permanent. And I'm sorry I didn't say that in the beginning. But the reason that I'm adding one to the account, course count, it's kind of temporary while I'm doing the flipping. And then I make it permanent. This is really awesome. Okay. Does that make sense? Ask if it doesn't. Okay. Those are the kinds of things that I think are kind of fun in programming, where you want to do something and you have to kind of stop and figure out the logic. Now, I could have gone in from the top down also. So I could have started comparing the 150 to the 120, and it was bigger, so I, you know, keep going down until the 156 is not bigger, so I know it goes in there. You can do it the other way, but I think it's easier to go in from the bottom, so I do. Okay. And again, the whole show part can be eliminated because this is just to show. So this, I'm all in here. Just to show so that you can see the passes. And they write out new pass and shows where you are, write out new pass, shows where you are, and all of that sort of stuff. Notice also in the flip that I not only flip the number, but I flip the name. Okay, so when I flip, Oracle, the name moves up too. So that when I end up, Oracle is in there. Okay? Because they are two parallel arrays, I have to keep them together. So if I flip the number, I gotta flip the name as well. Okay. Questions? Okay, what I said I wanted to do now is go back to chapter 7. And I was serious when I said I want to run through the tutorial because I think it's a pain in the neck. So, if you don't have your book,
or even if you do, I've got copies of this. So I want to actually run through this tutorial. And I want you to do it, basically. And it's making a menu. So go down to the tutorial.
And follow the instructions and make the menu. Because this really is a click here, click there, click here, click there. And I'm going to open the solution which I have. Yeah, just start and make a new program with a menu, and I think that's the only thing they put in it is the menu. Actually, I apparently don't have the color one. I thought I did. So we can look at this one afterward. I could have sworn I did the color one too. But apparently I did it at home and not here. Yeah, I did it. So this is what you're going to end up with. You're supposed to put in a box, a text box that says hello world. And then you're supposed to set up the menu. Okay, so I get the menu by coming over here. Okay, and as the first instruction does, it has you grab the menu and menu strip. So you grab the menu strip and bring it over. Okay? Then I've got this Hello World. Now if I run this, if I click on color and say red, Hello World is now red. And if I click on green, it's now green. And if it's blue, it's now blue. And if I click on visible, it goes away because I unclicked visible. And now I've got visible again and it's visible. And then I've got a line in there as the separator. And help gets me about, which I just said testing a menu on. And file gives me exit, which I said exit on. And doing this is kind of a fill in the blank thing, so that's why I gave you and said go ahead and create this on your own using that tutorial. Okay, if you have the form, just to run through the form one quickly with you. I started out with a form, and I called it form first. And then I add a form, and I call it form second. Okay. Then at some point, you have to pick the startup form. And if you click on the name of the project up here, okay, and then look at its properties. It will tell you which one you want to have as the startup form. Okay, so once I've got two forms, I right-click on basic multi-forms and I pick properties. And a startup form is right there. And I have to tell it which the startup form is. Okay. And then I have modal and modeless. And hopefully these tutorials will go through that with you as well. when I go over to modal, notice if it's a modal form, you cannot get back until you closed it. So I said, get me a modal form. It brings up this form. I can't go back until I close it. So I try to go back and I can't do it until I close it. Whereas if I bring up a modeless form, there's the modeless form, I can go back. So a modeless form lets me go back and forth between them without a problem. Whereas a modal form, once I've gone out to the form, I can't get back. Now, lots of times that's what you want. You want somebody just sending them to another form for a particular reason. You want them to exit that form to go back. You know, you don't want them to be able to go back without exiting, or you'll end up having, as you can in modeless, 20 forms open. You know, you don't want to let that happen. And so modal, if you run modal, it works that you can't go back, and modeless works that you can. And these tutorials, I think, illustrate that, so go ahead and try putting those together. And just playing with them is clicking back and forth.